voice of the Redbirds, John Fitzgerald.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to CEFQ Arena on the Illinois State University campus in Normal. John Fitzgerald, Mike Matthews, courtside for this one. Blake Haas is back in our network studios in Bloomington as the Birds look to complete the season sweep of Evansville in the regular season finale for both ball clubs. It's Illinois State and Evansville for a senior day matinee here in Bloomington Normal, and it's now time for our keys to the game, presented as always by the Heller Stores of Central Illinois. And Mike Matthews, what do the Birds need to draw up to get some momentum heading into Arch Madness on Thursday?
I would say get the ball to Colton Sandage about the first five times down, but on a more serious note, we need to make more free throws than Evansville. We need to shoot the three at 35% plus, and we need to limit our steals. Evansville will take the ball. We need under six steals for Evansville.
Evansville averages seven, and they are among the league leaders in the Missouri Valley Conference. Those are your keys to the game, presented by the Heller Stores of Central Illinois. Fans, score a great deal in your next vehicle with Heller Ford in El Paso and Heller Motors in Pontiac, the number one car dealers in Central Illinois. They have the selection, low prices, and great customer service to keep you coming back. Shop them online today at hellerstores.com. Our officiating crew for this afternoon's tilt in the black and white stripes, as assigned by the Missouri Valley Conference. The referee is Rick Crawford. The umpires, Antonio Petty and Brett Smith. Evansville breaks huddle in their road blacks, with Evansville in script across the chest and purple letters and numbers with a white outline. The Birds break huddle in their home whites, with Illinois State top and bottom across the chest in red with a black outline. Today's opening tip presented by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of Illinois State Redbird basketball. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. It's 6'10", Yassine Toomey. And 6'10", Alex Kotoff, center circle here at CEFQ Arena. The toss, the tap, and the opening touch controlled by the Birds. They'll attack the basket to our left, and we are underway in this regular season finale. Evansville extending the defense. Colton Sandage making the start after missing his last seven. Gives to Kotoff, tries to get the inline, and he stepped on the inline trying to turn the quarter baseline left, and the Birds come up empty on their first touch of the afternoon. They turn it over. So Evansville on the attack for the first time. They'll move from left to right here in this first half of playing inside CEFQ Arena. Gage Bobe, the top three-ball shooter in Valley play, handles out high, gives to Phillips. Now left side to Strawbridge. He's their top scorer. Toomey, whip-out pass. Bobe straight on three over Sandage, and he knocked it down. Gage Bobe, who's now 15 for his last 30, opens the scoring here this afternoon. He splashes down his first three. 45 seconds in, Evansville a 3-0 lead. Burford high post, not a Sandage on the left flank. He's guarded by Bobe. Flips it up near the time stripe to Burford. They try to trap him, kills the dribble, skips a pass left corner, Sandage. Strawbridge closes on him out between the rings. Seneca Knight, 3 seconds, kills the dribble into the post. Sissoko turns at the shot, blocked away by Preston Phillips, the 6'8 forward out of Elkhart, Indiana. And the Birds 0-for-2 offensively as the Aces go back on offense with a 3-0 lead.
Kind of a different starting lineup for Illinois State, and I'm sure that's why we're not getting out of the gates as quickly as we normally would. Have the seniors out there and off to kind of a slow start offensively.
Here's Coleman, the transfer out of UNLV, gives to Toomey above the arc, top side. Now Strawbridge fakes right, jabs left, flips for Preston. Phillips out front, and he splashed out a three ball. The southpaw buries a three ball from straight on, and Ryan Peaton takes time. There's 1 minute and 24 seconds in. Evansville 2-for-2 from distance. They lead at 6-0, 18:36 mark of this opening half, and inauspicious start for the Birds here out of the gate.
Yeah, on senior night, you know, you can expect a lot of different things to happen, and kind of a slow start for Illinois State, I don't think, is unexpected, but I think we'll make some adjustments here really quick.
Kendall Lewis hands off the pine for the Birds, along with Malachi Poindexter. So the Birds break the huddle after the 30-second timeout with Burford, Sissoko, Lewis, Poindexter, and Seneca Knight, the five on the floor. Evansville retains its initial starting five of Bobe, Coleman, Toomey, Strawbridge, and Phillips. Redbird basketball. It's Poindexter inbounds in backcourt to Darius Burford. Come over the midcourt line. Pound the left-hand dribble guarded by Bobe. Orchestrates the offense. High post feed over to Sissoko, just left of center. Up top, Burford. Up fake. They try to trap Burford every time he has it. Gage Bobe picked his pocket. Ball's loose in backcourt. Burford somehow comes up with it, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Evansville, and the Aces take over. Boy, there must be something the scouting report-wise. Every time Darius has the basketball, they drop a double on him.
Yeah, the first time we played Northern Iowa, we struggled with that exact same defense. They double-teamed our point guard right at the half-court line, and we struggled to adjust that night.
So Toomey inbounds. Gets to Coleman. Refeeds Toomey above the arc, right sideline. On the dribble against Lewis. Phillips hands off to Coleman. Foul line extended left. Now steps back beyond the three-point rim. Up top, Strawbridge. Four to shoot. Strawbridge blows off the wing. Stops at the baseline. Fades, fires from 15. Left it short. And the rebound comes out to Kendall Lewis of the Birds. Poindexter offensive end. Birds attacking forecourt left. They feed the post. Lewis right of the key. Bodies up on Coleman. Knocks him to the ground. Offensive foul called. They're going to say Coleman was dug in, took the charge, and Kendall Lewis picks up the first foul of the afternoon for either ball club.
Yeah, I don't understand what Kendall's trying to do there. I mean, obviously let him get away with one bump, but then he went back with another bump. I just don't understand that.
Second one, Garrett, a little bit more punch than the first one as well.
Yep.
Bobin, a dribble handoff to Coleman above the arc. Out between the rings now is Strawbridge. Picked up by Sissoko to switch. Crosses over. Goes to the glass. Sissoko rejected his shot and comes away in the dribble. Aruna down the lane. Finger roll left it short. Got his own rebound. And the ball taken away by Toomey. They're going to call a jump ball before it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Birds. 17-20 this first half. 6-0 Evansville. Pitching the shutout so far. Birds inbound baseline right. 21 on the shot clock now for Illinois State. As Poindexter will play it in. Toomey to contest the inbounds pass. They throw it in right corner. Lewis flips it. It's above the arc. Knight now goes down the left-hand side of the alley. Stops, fades, and the baseline fires from five, and he hits. Seneca Knight, who's just four for his last 17 from the floor, gets the Birds on the board here. They trail at 6-2. 17-minute mark of this first half. Toomey left sideline, matched up with Lewis. Above the arc to Bobe, tried to dump it down low to Toomey, deflected. Toomey got it back, runs it up right hand, shot doesn't go, and Sissoko out jumps a number of Aces for the rebound for the Birds, who move right to left. Sissoko topside, high post feed to Lewis, right back to Sissoko. Plays it away to Burford on the left angle. Brings it out, out near the time stripe. Now puts the ball on the deck. Quick burst of speed in the paint. Floater with the right hand is good from 10. Darius off the bounce has two. Birds have four straight. And they're back with it a deuce at 6-4.
Yeah, Evansville's really focusing their defense on Burford. They're two-timing him every time he touches it.
Burford and a team high 16 on the road. And that loss to Drake on Wednesday night. Bobe topside, right corner. Go to Preston Phillips. Throws an errant pass left sideline over to Coleman. Eight to shoot. Coleman works around a Phillips screen, fires a three, left side off the bracket, no good. Rebound cleared away left baseline by Kendall Lewis. Poindexter now slaloms forecourt, stop and go move, lost it in the paint, taken away by Toomey. Here comes Evansville. Toomey a lead feed over to Coleman left side. He'll circle back out to Bobe. Stands left sideline, and they'll reset the offense in the form of Kenny Strawbridge, the transfer out of Alabama State. He'll direct traffic, 15:40 to play, 6-4 Evansville by two with the rock. Preston Phillips bodies up on Poindexter. Whip out Toomey. He'll load up a three straight on and hit. Third three of the afternoon for Evansville. Yassine Toomey with the first attempt of the afternoon. Goes through for the junior out of France. And Evansville regains a five-point edge. 9-4 this time. 15-17 to play first half. Burford left corner. Seneca Knight raises a three and splashes it down. Seneca Knight from downtown for the 31st time this year. Knight's got five, and the Birds are back within two. Coleman, giant steps down the lane, draws a double, kicks to Strawbridge right corner. They swing it left side, not a bow. Matched up with Poindexter, puts the ball on the deck. Tried to dribble behind his back, lost it, but retains it above the arc. Gives to Strawbridge. Now Phillips with nine on the timer. Phillips, jump stop in the lane to the glass, runs it up left hand, Seneca Knight deflected the rebound away and runs it down the left baseline. He'll come up the left sideline between the legs and the dribble. They swing it right, Burford, catch and shoot, a long three, too long, rebound back tapped out of bounds. Who touched it last? They're going to say last touched by Evansville, and Illinois State will have it when we come back. Timeouts on the floor. We'll step out. 14:28 to go in this opening half. Our count, Evansville leads Illinois State 9-7. Back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.